From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id. Hello listener, how are you? I'm Stefanus, will be in here with you for the next 60 minutes. We will present various programs for you, like the news, commentary, light info, and also pop songs from Indonesia. And listener, we will have first the news, so stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on the frequencies of 3325 kilohertz and voanews.id. Listener, here's the news. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo affirms Indonesia has all key components to produce electric cars. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan comments in Nasser support in the earthquake recovery. And here's the news in detail. President Joko Widodo affirmed that Indonesia has all components needed to produce electric cars, so that it has a huge opportunity to build an ecosystem for the electric vehicle industry in the future. This was stated by President Joko Widodo at the opening of the 18th Muhammadiyah Youth Conference in Balikpapan, East Kalimantan on Wednesday. Hence, Indonesia is keen on building a large electric vehicle ecosystem. He also remarked that if the ecosystem is already established, Indonesia will be able to produce components of electric vehicles needed by other countries. He also emphasized that currently the country needs to integrate the downstream nickel industry in Sulawesi Island with the copper industry in Sumbawa and Papua and bauxite industry in West Kalimantan and Riau Islands. Thus, Indonesia will obtain significant added value from the processing of natural resources. In addition, Indonesia should start foregoing the habit of exporting raw natural materials. President Joko Widodo, during his acceptance speech at Muhammadiyah Youth Assembly, claimed that he had met the EU leaders and affirmed Indonesia's refusal to be forced to lifting its raw mineral export ban. The president closed his statement by stating that Indonesia is basically open to investors intending to produce precursors or solar panels. His statement reaffirms Indonesia's stand following the EU's lawsuit at the World Trade Organization against Indonesia's export ban on raw nickel ore as of January 2020. The court favored the European Union, but this verdict is currently being appealed by Indonesia. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan praised the Indonesian Search and Rescue Team, or INASAR, deployed to assist in the recovery operation following the 7.8 magnitude earthquake that rattled Turkey on February. According to INASAR team leader Yopi Haryadi's first statement received on Tuesday, President Erdogan expressed his gratitude and commended the Indonesian SAR team while receiving the team representative in Antakya, Turkey on Monday. He noted that during the meeting, President Erdogan spoke of having received call from President Joko Widodo regarding Indonesia's assistance for Turkey, particularly for the search and rescue of the earthquake victims. Responding to Erdogan's words of praise, Haryadi expressed his gratitude and pride that the team could help its brothers in Turkey. The chairman of Indonesian Motors Association, Bambang Susatyo, said that the association is now lobbying to hold Formula One in Indonesia. In preparation, the government is constructing a Formula One circuit in Pantai Indah Kapuk, North Jakarta, and Bintan Riau Islands. Indonesia is likely to host the F1 in 2025. He also explained that Indonesia is becoming more mature to host a world racing championship. He added that this can be seen from the success of the Mandalika WSBK, Mandalika MotoGP, and Formula E Jakarta events. He considered that 2023 is the right year for Indonesia to show its readiness to hold an automotive championship, given that the country will hold a number of world racing championships. Apart from MotoGP, WSBK and Formula E, Indonesia this year will also present the F1 Power Boat, MCGP Samulta, Asia Pacific Rally Championship 2023 on Lake Toba, and the World Rally Championship. Chief of Indonesian Armed Forces, Admiral Yudo Margono, emphasized that persuasion efforts will be prioritized to free New Zealander pilot of Susi Air, Philip Mark Mertens, from an armed criminal group in Papua. He stated after attending a mass exercise in Denpasar Bali on Wednesday that TNI, or the army, is exerting its efforts along with the national police. He also said that a law enforcement operation is going to be started instead of promptly declaring a military operation. The army will prioritize the law enforcement because the armed criminal group is now holding a foreigner as a hostage, so the army will continue persuasion efforts. The Chinese Minister of Foreign Affairs, King Kong, hopes that there will be no Cold War in the Asia-Pacific region. He made a statement in relation to the increasing geopolitical tension between China and the United States of America. During his visit to Jakarta on Wednesday, Minister King asserted that a new Cold War or major country rivalry should not take place in Asia-Pacific. Regional countries should not be forced to pick sides. He also said that China hopes and trusts that Indonesia and other Asian countries will bear in mind the peace, stability, and prosperity of the region and make independent judgments and choices. Indonesia's Ministry of Marine Affairs and Fisheries has declared walking sharks as a fully protected species to ensure their continued existence and to prevent their population from declining. The ministry also reported that the fish has a small range of size and population, making it vulnerable to extinction, and the walking shark species will be one of the 20 priority fish species in the ministry's 2020-2024 conservation program. Director General of Maritime Spatial Management at the Ministry, Victor Gustav Manopo, said, according to a statement received in Jakarta on Wednesday, based on an assessment carried out in 2020, all walking shark species have been put on the red list on the International Union for Conservation of Nature, given their vulnerability and threatened status. Moreover, two walking shark species have been declared as near threatened, and three have been listed as vulnerable. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, from Indonesia to the world.
Indonesian Embassy Kabir I Seoul and Financial Supervisory Services FSS of South Korea held a business forum on Monday to commemorate 50 years of diplomatic relations of both countries. The forum was themed Developing Closer Friendship and Stronger Partnerships Through Enhanced Financial Cooperation. The event was supported by the Financial Services Authority OJK and Bank Negara Indonesia BNI Seoul branch. The forum was held at the Dragon City Convention Seoul and it was attended by around 100 guests. They consisted of leaders and representatives from South Korean financial institutions, including banks, companies, assets management, insurance and securities companies, which mostly operate in Indonesia. Indonesian Ambassador to South Korea Gandhi Sulistianto in his remarks stated that apart from maintaining economic growth and political stability, the Indonesian government will continue to build an inclusive and strong financial services sector. He also explained that Indonesia's promising economic growth recorded growth of 5.31% last year. Indonesia's current economic strength is the main foundation for South Korean financial companies to believe in Indonesia as their main business expansion destination. Meanwhile, Senior Deputy Governor Lee Jun-soo affirmed that currently, Indonesia is the fourth largest market for South Korean financial companies. According to Lee, the business forum can help Korean companies to better understand the policies and supervision carried out by OJK, so that they can position themselves appropriately to contribute to the development of the financial industry and consumer protections in Indonesia. Lee also invites more Indonesian financial companies to establish business in Korea, and FSS will support them proactively. Moreover, this business forum on financial cooperation is the beginning of a series of activities in commemoration of 50 years of diplomatic relations between Indonesia and South Korea, particularly in the economic field, organized by the Indonesian Embassy in Seoul. Other activities in the context of this commemoration throughout this year included investment and trade forums, talk shows, sports activities, book launches, and gala dinner.
Listener, we begin today in history with the event on February 23, 1923, when Ahmad Dahlan passed away. Kiai Haji Ahmad Dahlan is a great ulama who founded the Muhammadiyah organization. He belongs to the 12th descendant of Maulana Malik Ibrahim, one of the most prominent figures among the Wali Songo, namely the pioneers of spreading Islam in Java. In 1912, he founded the Muhammadiyah organization in Kauman Village, Yogyakarta. Ahmad Dahlan passed away on February 23, 1923, and he was buried in Yogyakarta. For his services in raising awareness of the Indonesian people through Islamic reform and education, the government of the Republic of Indonesia designated him as a national hero. We move to the next event in 1941 when plutonium was identified and produced for the first time. Plutonium is a chemical element in the periodic table that has the symbol Pu and atomic number 94. It is a rare transuranium radioactive element and is an actinide metal with a silvery white appearance. The identification of plutonium was successfully carried out by a team led by Dr. Glenn C. Borg. This element was chemically identified by bombarding uranium with a deuteron on 23rd February 1941. We end today in history with the event in 1947 when the International Organization for Standardization, or ISO, was founded. The International Organization for Standardization, abbreviated as ISO, is an international standard-setting body consisting of representatives from the national standardization bodies of each member country. Founded on February 23, 1947, ISO set world industrial and commercial standards. ISO is an international non-profit organization originally formed to create and introduce international standardization, including standard for types of photographic film, telephone card sizes, bank ATM card, paper sizes and thickness and others. In setting a standard, the organization invited representatives of its members from 113 countries. In setting a standard, the organization invited representatives of its members from 130 countries to sit in technical committees, subcommittees, and working groups. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Next, we are going to present to you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Ministry of Environment and Forestry stated now people care more about waste issues, which result in better waste management in Indonesia. This was stated by Director General for Waste Management at the Ministry, Rosa Vivin Ratnawati, amid the National Waste Day 2023 in Jakarta on Tuesday. She said that currently there are more waste processing practices initiated by the people and industries across the country. The Ministry's National Waste Management Information System, SIPSN, recorded the waste composition based on type was dominated by food waste with 41.9%. The remains are plants, paper or cardboard, plastic, and other waste. Meanwhile, based on the source, the waste mostly comes from households with 37.6%. The other sources are traditional markets and business centers. During the National Waste Day 2023, the Ministry of Environment and Forestry held the Jelajah Bersih Negeri program. The program was supported by thousands of cyclists who went across the northern and southern lines of Java Island for around 1,100 kilometers, starting from Bali and finishing in Jakarta. They made a waste awareness campaign in various regions they passed, while recording the waste processing activities by the people, industries, and the government inspired the growth of more waste management facilities in other regions. Vivian also said that the National Waste Day 2023 was not only about integrated waste management, but also a greater contribution to the environment and global control ecosystem, including climate change intervention by reducing greenhouse gas emission. The National Waste Day was themed Manage Waste Truly for People's Welfare. Besides solving waste issues, according to Vivin, the government also wants to improve people's welfare.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Stick around and get along with you. You know that I'll be with you if I could. I'll come around and see you once in a while, or if I ever need a reason to smile. Every now and then I'm insecure. Let me show you life can be so pure. Oh, life is easy if you wear a smile. Just be yourself, don't ever change your style. No, you're so fine being on my mind. Get nervous every time and I can bear. get nervous every time, and I can barely make a sound whenever you're around. You're so, so, so fine, be on my mind. Get nervous every time, and I can barely make a sound whenever you're around. So
you are still with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Listener, next we are going to invite you to visit various places of Indonesia to know about its tourism objects or some local wisdom that we have only on Indonesian Wonder.
On February 11, Pulau Maringkik Village Weaving Group has registered the Pulau Maringkik Woven Fabric as a communal intellectual property, a potential geographical indication. According to the head of the regional office of the Minister of Law and Human Rights, West Nusa Tenggara, Romi Yudianto, Pulau Maringkik Woven Fabrics are a catalyst for the regional economy and become a nation branding and a tourism destination of Indonesia. Pulau Maringkik Weaving is a typical weaving in West Nusa Tenggara. Tracing its history, this weaving was first made by the Bugis, South Sulawesi, and West Sulawesi Mandar tribes. Pulau Maringkik Ikat Woven Fabric is a cultural heritage of the ancestors, which has been developed from generation to generation until now. The woven fabric of Pulau Maringkik is included in the woven category, which is a cloth woven from strands of thread, and then the motif is made by tying it to form a certain motifs and then coloring it. There are dozens of unique, distinctive, and delicate woven motifs, namely the Bugis Mandar, Lohong, Grintik, Bunga Para, Sepak, Catur, Mira Cabi, Kune Kunyi, Timbak Layar, Polos, and Gabu Ijo patterns. Each motif has its own philosophy. Take for example, the Grintik pattern is the Ikat Pulau Maringkik woven motif, which is used in the traditional wedding process for the 9 main families of the bride and groom. It is called Grintik because of the shape of black spots. Those dots resemble raindrops. The Lohong motif is a blend of Bunga Para motif and gray and black threads. The dominant color in this type of woven fabric is black. So, the Lohong motif woven cloth is often worn by men in Pulau Maringkik village. Sepak motif use sepak or flower borders with other flowers. With woven motif is often used by previous people who have supernatural knowledge, so that their knowledge is not compromised by other people. The looms used by the weavers of Pulau Maringkik still use traditional looms by Sesek. The price for each motif varies, depending on the level of difficulties and the number of motifs to be woven. And the price for a piece of woven cloth also varies, starting from 300,000 rupiah until 500,000 rupiah, depending on the motifs of the cloth being sesek or woven.
Thank you.
gambaran foto hitam putih. Aku coba ingat lagi warna bajumu kala itu, kali pertama di hidupku manusia lain memelukku. Lembaran foto hitam putih, aku coba ingat lagi wangi rumah di sore itu, kue coklat balon menawani pesta hari ulang tahunku. Dimanapun kalian berada, ku kirimkan terima kasih untuk warna dalam hidupku dan banyak kenangan indah. Kau melukis aku. Lembaran foto hitam putih, kembali teringat malam ku hitung-hitung bintang saat mataku sulit tidur. Suaramu buatku lelap. Dimanapun kalian berada, ku kirimkan terima kasih untuk warna dalam hidupku dan banyak kenangan indah. Aku, kita tak pernah tahu berapa lama kita diberi waktu. Jika aku pergi lebih dulu, jangan lupakan aku. Ini lagu untukmu, ungkapan terima kasihku. Lembar monokrom hitam putih, aku coba ingat warna demi warna di hidupku. Takkan ku mengenal cinta bila bukan karena hati baikmu.
Listener, thank you. You're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
Listeners, on February 16, 2023, Australian Indonesia Cinema Festival was officially opened in Jakarta. The Ministry of Tourism and Economy support this festival, which will be held in 7 cities from 24 February to 18 March 2023. Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno explained during the press conference that his site welcomed the Earth FSAI, which was held offline. On previous year, it was held online due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Furthermore, Minister Sandiaga Uno expressed his appreciation to Australian Ambassador to Indonesia, Penny Williams, PSM, because this event is not just a film screening, but there will also be masterclasses in several cities, and there will be a kind of workshop which is expected to improve best practice. According to Minister Sandiaga, Australia has become one of the countries that has successfully used its film industry to attract tourists and produce world-class film. Meanwhile, Ambassador Penny Williams said that the Festival 2023 presents the best films from Australia and Indonesia. She also remarked that the festival is a great opportunity to interact with experts and get the best experience in Australia and Indonesia cinema. This year's festival features 7 films and 7 masterclass sessions in 7 cities, starting with a screening of the award-winning film Sweet Earth in Jakarta on 18 February 2023, a uplifting youth film about the other side of friendship, first love, and finding identity on the road less traveled. The festival will also be held in Jakarta, Surabaya, Makassar, Mataram, Yogyakarta, Bandung, and South Tangerang. Other Australian films that will be screened include the biographical drama film of Penguin Bloom, Moon Rock for Monday, The Drover's Wife, The Legend of Molly Johnson, and the animated comedy Peter Rabbit II. The Runway, co-produced by Australian animation studio Animal Logic. The festival 2023 will also feature 2 films produced by Australian alumni Mira Lesmana, namely the paranoia thrilling drama and the homecoming story of Humba Dreams. The year 2023 marks the 70th anniversary of the Australian Scholarship Program in Indonesia. In celebrating this special moment, the festival 2023 will hold a series of exclusive activities involving Australian alumni, including watching movies together and networking activities. That's Miss Selene.
Negatif biar jadi yang enak lu. Ayo coba. Freeze, harus lebih dingin. Peace, tolong didamain. Oh, cheers, tolong dituangin. Lebih santai dikit. Kalau panas harus cooling down.
Buka mata.
Ambil papan bila mereka tetap tenang, aku tetap maju ke depan.
Hey, I don't give a damn.
We gon' be alright.
Sometimes we need to slow.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world. Next, we are going to present to you the music corner, so stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, coming up next is a song entitled Jatuh Cinta or Falling in Love by Titi Puspa. Titi Puspa, who now is called Eyang, aka Granny, is a legendary actress, songwriter, and singer in Indonesia. She created many hits like Jatuh Cinta. The song was also popularized by Eddie Silitonga and became one of the everlasting hits from Titi. The song with happy beats is about someone who is falling in love. Well, listener, here is Jatuh Cinta by Titi Puspa.
Terbayang wajahnya, jatuh cinta berjuta indahnya, biar hitam biar putih manislah nampaknya. Dia jauh, aku cemas tapi hati rindu. Dia dekat, aku senang tapi salah tingkah. Dia aci, aku pura-pura jual mahal. Dia diam, aku cari perhatian. Rebohnya jatuh cinta berjuta indahnya, dipandang dibelai amboi rasanya. Jatuh cinta berjuta nikmatnya, menangis tertawa karena jatuh cinta. Terbayang wajahnya. Oh, jatuh cinta berjuta indahnya, biar hitam biar putih manislah nampaknya. Dia jauh, aku cemas tapi hati rindu. Dia dekat, aku senang tapi salah tingkah. Dia aci, aku pura-pura jual mahal. Dia diam, aku cari perhatian. Mama, rebohnya yeah. Jatuh cinta berjuta indahnya, dipandang dibelai amboi rasanya. Mama-mama jatuh cinta berjuta indahnya, menangis tertawa karena jatuh cinta.
Voice of Indonesia.
Ada pula yang kecil. sengaja menyiksa dirinya. Ini hidup wanita si kupu-kupu malam, bekerja bertaruh seluruh jiwa raga. Bibir senyum, kata halus merayu memanjang kepada setiap mereka yang datang. Dosakah yang dia kerjakan? Sucikah mereka yang datang? Kadang dia tersenyum dalam tangis, kadang dia menangis di dalam senyuman. Oh, apa yang terjadi, terjadilah. Yang dia tahu Tuhan penyayang umatnya. Dirinya ada yang berlutut menyintanya, ada pula yang kejam menyiksa dirinya. Ini hidup wanita si kupu-kupu malam, bekerja bertaruh seluruh jiwa raga. Bibir senyum, kata halus merayu memanjang kepada setiap mereka yang datang. Dosakah yang dia kerjakan? Sucikah mereka yang datang? Kadang dia tersenyum dalam tangis, kadang dia menangis di dalam senyuman. Oh, apa yang terjadi, terjadilah.
Voice of Indonesia.
Kunci bunga, hai gadis,
Voice of Indonesia.
Sayang Adinda, namamu tiada duanya. Adinda, oh sayang Adinda, di kau intan bermata. Sejuknya embun dini hari, sesejuk tutur senyum kau beri. Hangatnya sinar matahari, sehangat cinta yang kau beri. Sejak ku mengenal di kau, dunia nampak indah gemilang. Aku hidup hanya untukmu, jangan, jangan.
Dear listener, it's all that we have in English program. Thank you very much for listening, but stay tuned with us in the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia for the World on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. In the meantime, do not forget to like and comment on our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or follow and mention us at Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and send us email on voi@voinews.id.